The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1995, Space Shuttle Discovery took off on a satellite deployment mission lasting a little over a week, after weeks and months of delays on the ground. At one point, the huge brown external fuel tank had to be repaired because its spray-on insulation had been attacked by woodpeckers. Born on this day in 1940, actor Sir Patrick Stewart.
Do you see what is happening here, Mr. Worf?
Sir?
500 years ago, military officers would upend a drum on the battlefield. They'd sit at it and dispense summary justice. Decisions were quick, punishments severe, appeals denied. Those who came to a drumhead were doomed.
But we know there is a traitor here. Jadan has admitted his guilt.
That's true, and he will stand for his crime.
Tarsus has all but done the same.
How?
He refused to answer the question about his Romulan grandfather.
That is not a crime, Worf. Nor can we infer his guilt because he didn't respond.
Sir, if a man were not afraid of the truth, he would answer.
Oh, no. We cannot take a fundamental principle of the Constitution and turn it against a citizen.
The Federation does have enemies. We must seek them out.
That's how it starts.
Born today in 1942, Harrison Ford.
Not a bad bit of rescuing, huh? You know, sometimes I amaze even myself.
That doesn't sound too hard. They let us go. It's the only explanation for the ease of our escape.
Easy? You call that easy?
They're tracking us.
Not this ship, sister.
Astronomer James Bradley died on this day in 1762. His discoveries made modern precision astronomy possible. In 2007, actor Peter Tuddenham, the voice of all of the artificial intelligences aboard the Liberator and Scorpio in the BBC space opera Blake 7, died.
A formal application was laid before the High Council on Earth within the last 30 days. I can get you the exact date.
I don't wish to interrupt, Master.
Then kindly don't.
I wasn't talking to you.
You were attempting to override a superior system. Be silent.
Slave, what's wrong?
Well, nothing is actually wrong, sir, yet.
Explain the alarm, slave.
I had to get your attention, Master, and I was forbidden to speak unless spoken to.
All right, you're spoken to. What is it?
I beg to advise you, Master, that we are approaching the planet Gouda Prime. And Scorpio is under attack.
In 1978, the invasion from space by way of Japan swept across America. Having been introduced a month earlier in Japan, where it caused massive coin shortages, Space Invaders was introduced to American arcades and became the first killer app of the arcade since Pong. With American households slowly adopting the recently released Atari 2600, video game mania began in earnest. And on this day in 1999, it was graduation day for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I didn't want to go without seeing you.
Angel, I can cure you.
It's okay. I'm ready.
Angel, listen to me. Sit up. You're gonna live. You have to live.
But Buffy co-star David Boreanaz was the one who was really graduating to his own spin-off series after one final appearance as a series regular. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The Logbook.com's podcast and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported. And there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.